Ron. This is Allison.
Hi, Allison. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Allison Flicker joins us. She's an Amazon spokesperson, and she owns the company. Wouldn't that be something? Okay. We're talking about something that Amazon is doing during the holiday season, which is a nice thing. There are many people that can't celebrate the holidays for various reasons, maybe expenses, maybe their situation or whatever. And Amazon is, I guess, trying to do something about that.
Yeah, so this holiday season, we are delivering smiles, over $500,000 worth of smiles, actually, to women, children, and families all across the country in immediate need. We actually started this giving tour, this Delivering Smiles tour, on Giving Tuesday, a little more than a week ago, in our hometown of Seattle. And what we did is we brought a big wrapped Amazon semi-truck and also something called the Amazon Treasure Truck, and we threw a winter carnival for our friends at Mary's Place. Mary's Place is a really awesome nonprofit that houses and supports homeless families in Seattle. And it was kind of a winter carnival type theme. We had a photo booth, we had games, and we had STEM toy donations, book donations, all kinds of fun stuff for all of the families there. That was our kickoff, and now we are spreading to over 30 different cities over the next couple of days doing these big donation events. And on Thursday, we are actually bringing Amazon's treasure truck to 11 different cities and doing these kind of winter wonderland themed events, donating to, like you said at the beginning of this interview, families in immediate need right now.
So you have more than a couple of trucks available, it seems like.
Yes, we do have some trucks to use at Amazon, and that's really nice. So you'll start to see, and maybe you've seen even already, some of these big, festively wrapped Amazon semi-trucks driving around town. Nice. And on Thursday, you should see the treasure trucks out and about starting to make some of these donations.
Wow. So they're basically going to nonprofit organizations that help the needy and may not be experiencing the holiday season the way that they would like to.
Yeah, absolutely. At Amazon, a lot of what we do at Amazon is constantly thinking in the very long term. But for this holiday season, we're focusing on folks who are in immediate need right now, and mostly women, families, and children, a lot of them who either are experiencing homelessness, who are living in poverty. So just to give you a couple of examples of where we'll be on Thursday, we're headed to Houston with the treasure truck to a nonprofit called Sarah's House. And at Sarah's House, it's a really small, about 20 people group of very young mothers and their young children, and each of them are getting a personalized gift bag. They all submitted a list of things they would like this holiday season, so they're getting all different types of things like that, for anything ranging from tablets to socks to perfume to necklaces, things like that. And then we're headed to San Francisco that same day to a place called the Tenderloin Rec Center. It's a part of the kind of Parks and Recreation Department in San Francisco, and there will be over 400 children at that event that rec center supports, and we're handing out STEM toys, we're handing out books, candy canes, and these kids kind of just get to enjoy the afternoon. We heard Santa might be making an appearance at that event, actually. Those are just two examples, but there's a whole lot of examples of the types of events we'll be having. But again, supporting folks who are in immediate need this holiday season, and we're really excited to kind of bring an extra smile to their face.
Nice. So can the public get involved at all?
Yes, and I'm really glad that you asked that. For your listeners, if you feel inspired or want to learn more about what Amazon is doing to deliver smiles this holiday season, there's a couple ways to get involved. First, you could check amazon.com/deliveringsmiles. We have an interactive map on that site, actually, where you can see the different cities where we'll be going and the different nonprofits where we're making the donations. If you see one on there that kind of is near and dear to your heart or just kind of speaks to you, we'd encourage you then to look on the Amazon website and shop through Amazon Smile. How you do that is go to smile.amazon.com, and basically when you buy something and check out, you can choose that nonprofit, and Amazon will donate a portion of the proceeds to the nonprofit that you selected. So that's a way to give back. Mm. Also, a lot of these nonprofits have an Amazon wish list through Amazon.com. So that's a curated list that they already created of items that they definitely need, that their residents, that their families need during this time of year. So you can go on there, order a website, and then get it delivered directly to the nonprofit. So if you check out that amazon.com/deliveringsmiles, Amazon Smile, and also Amazon Wishlist, that's a really great way to give back, or search hashtag Delivering Smiles on social media. We'll be documenting all of these trucks and vans as they make donations and deliver all of those smiles.
Well, it sounds like you've said it all. which is why you're an Amazon spokesperson.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, no, that's great. When companies of any size participate in making people feel better and not just collecting profits, that's a good thing. And it makes a difference to the public, too, when they know that a company outreaches like that. So
yeah, we're really excited. All of the places we're donating are communities where our employees live and work. Yeah. So they're places that are important to us as a company. And we want to give back to folks, to our neighbors who need a little help this holiday season.
Sounds wonderful. Allison, you have a wonderful holiday yourself. Will you do that?
Thank you so much, Ron. You too. Okay. Thanks for having us today.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.